Maybe today would be a good day to do Parshas Hazinu, but somehow to get lost in the shuffle. You know, especially this year that it's lumped together with Rosh Hashanah. So that's why I made sure we did Rosh Hashanah yesterday, so we could do Parshas Hazinu today. Shiras Hazinu, I titled it Sofa Umabit at Sofa Hadoros. Right, you say in the tefillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, he sees, he has a global view of things. As we see things in a very narrow perspective, we can see it, you know, the world from our narrow perspective. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the world from what it was in the past, he sees the present, he sees the future, he has a totally different scope of what he sees. And Parshas Hazinu is the parsha that should give chizuk and emunah, because people have problems with emunah because they only see things narrow. So if you see things narrow, it doesn't always look the way you would want it to look. Because Baruch Hu has that global view, and therefore he sees the world in a different way. So the pasuk begins, Hazinu Hashamayim V'adabera M'sishma Aretz Imreti. Perhaps that's the reason why it begins, Hazinu Hashamayim V'sishma Aretz Imreti. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to address the Shamayim V'aretz, meaning he's addressing Klal Yisrael in a global way. As the famous lines in the Ramban, take a look at the Ramban, according to Sifrei on page 8. On the right column. Says the Ramban, in Kain Hashira Hazot Haftach B'Varet B'Gula Hasida, Korchem Minim Katis Kibbe Sifrei, Gedola Shira Zu, though, this Shira is so great. Sheish ba'akshav, it has the present. Yesh ba'l-sha'avar, it has the past. V'yesh ba'l-osilava. V'yesh ba'olam haza, v'yesh ba'olam haba. In other words, Shira Sazinu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's statement of time immemorial. From the beginning to the end of time. It's the past, it's the present, it's the future, it's Olam Hazeh, it's Olam Haba. So perhaps that's why it begins, Hazinu Hashamayim V'adaber Shishma Aretz in Refi. What do you mean he's talking Shamayim V'aretz? It means he's talking about the global scope of the cosmos, of the universe. And the famous pasuk Kishem Hashem Ekra Havugodel Elokeinu on page 3, Hameach Raza writes on the left side, Kishem Hashem Ekra Havugodel Peirish She'asafir Shivko V'han Hagosu Masha'osu Zinog V'olomo Kein Latovu Be'lara Tomir Havugodel Elokeinu. Words when we go to mention the Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he's going to do in the past, in the future, Bein Latov, Bein Lara, Tamid Havugodel Elokeinu. In other words, whatever is going to be mentioned in what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do, you always give praise, Al Taharu Acharav. Because the ultimate, as we're going to see, is the belief that even though we think it's Ra, everything is really Tova in the end. So Kishem Hashem Ekra, whatever is going to be said in the Shira that God will do, Havugodel Elokeinu. Because as we're going to see, from his perspective, it's all good. It's just from our narrow perspective, it's not good. That's the famous Slach that says, in this world we make Hatova, make even good things, and dynamis on the bad things. And Lossi Lovo, we're going to make Hatova Meitiv on everything. Why? Because Lossi Lovo, We're gonna see how really everything is good. And that, in fact, that's the famous slach. So the famous pasuk in last week's parsha says the following: V'ata kislu lachem ashashir hazos v'lomda b'nei Yisrael simu b'fiim l'manchi ali hashir hazos le'ed b'nei Yisrael. Kislu lachem ashashir hazos. So who's Lachem? Who's the Pasuk talking to? So the Tziv writes, page 4, Lefi Apshat, Mazi Lamoshe Yichta V'Shashir HaZos B'Sefer Torah Imam Dos B'nei Yisrael. So Kislu Lachem means Moshe should write the Torah, should write this Shira down and teach it to the people. So who's Lachem? So the Tziv says then Lachem must be Moshe and Yoshua. Plural, Kislu Lachem. That they should write it down and teach it to the Jewish people. But the Netziv says he doesn't think that's the pshat. In the next arrow, in the third column. Nothing to do with Yeshua. In a little part, is going on Klal Yisrael. Because we know the Gemara says that this is the source of having to write a Sefer Torah. Right? This is the 613th mitzvah. Someone wrote a whole book. Have a simple phone. The 613th mitzvah is to write a Sefer Torah. But it's so funny. The Torah doesn't say write a Sefer Torah. It says, Kisru lachem es hashir hazos. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin learns from here that it's a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. Right? So lachem, says that it's based on the Gemara, is going to Klal Yisrael. You should write the Shira Hazos, meaning each an individual Jew has a chiv to write a Sefer Torah. And the Rambam has the famous line on page 6. Says the Rambam, Perek Shvi Halach Aleph, Mitzvah's essay of Kol Ish V'Ish in Yisrael, Lift off Sefer Torah La'atzma. There's a mitzvah on every Jew to write a Sefer Torah. Shenemar atok yisru lachem es hashira. So now the Rambam is bothered. Kisru lachem es hashira, l'chor, means to write Shiras Hazinu. So how do you learn out from there that you have to write a whole Sefer Torah? So he writes, Klomer, Kisru lachem Torah sheyesh ba shirazu. It's unbelievable. He says, what the Torah means to say, what Kisru Lachem es Hashir Hazos, really you should write Hazinu. That's what we're interested in. But you can't just write one parsha alone. Right? You're not supposed to just write a parsha alone. So since you can't just write a parsha alone, you have to write a whole Sefer Torah in order for you to write Hazinu. It's unbelievable. In other words, the mitzvah is really to write Hazinu, but you can't write parshas. So therefore, you have to write a whole Torah, and that will enable us to write Hazinu. But really, we're concerned with Hazinu. But since we can't write Hazinu alone, now why can't we write Hazinu alone? Rambam says this thing, Ein Kosvim parshas. So everyone asks the kasha, but I understand, Tfillin, you just write the Parshas of Tfillin. Mezuzah, you just write the Parshas of Mezuzah. So why can't, over here, just write the Parsha of Hazinu? What?
Not whole Parsha of the Torah.
Maybe. But, so apparently, it's so interesting that the whole idea of writing a Sefer Torah is really that there should be Parshas Hazinu there. So I'll tell you what I think. I'll be ha-machshava. What's the pshat in this Rambam? Not al derech halacha, more al derech ha-machshava. What do we say Parshas Hazinu is? What the Ramban say? It's the Ovar, it's the Hove, it's the Osid, all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga Ba'olam. All the history. And you're going to see unbelievable things, Rabos. I will show you unbelievable things today. That is unbelievable. It's the scope of everything. So, what's the point writing a Torah just for Hazinu? So I'll tell you what I think the Pshat is. Based on the Gemara Max. Page 9. I'll give a little bit. Darash Rabbi Simlai. Sheish Mios and Shlosh Esrei Mitzvot Demru L'Moshe. There are 613 mitzvahs. This is the source of 613 mitzvahs. Right? That's why all the Rishonim have to find out what the 613 mitzvahs are. If we wouldn't have had this Gemara, we'd say, who cares how many mitzvahs there are? But you have to count the mitzvahs, just do them. Why do you have to make a tally of the mitzvahs? So he says there are 613 mitzvahs. There are 365 lavin. The limbs of the person. And what's the source of that? Amar of Nu Mikra, Torah Sivalonu Moshe Morosha. Torah is Gematria, 611. And then Anochi in Lo Yelacha, we heard directly from God and the others that we didn't. So 611 plus 2. Plus the two things that we heard directly from God is 613 mitzvahs. So then the Gemara says, "Bo David, Nehemida Malach Atzer." David says, "You can take the 613, and you could come out with 11 important principles." You know, it might be difficult. Of course, we have to fulfill all 613, but sometimes it's difficult to focus. 613. So you know what David said? I'll narrow it down. Not to say that you don't have to practice all the mitzvahs, but there are 11 fundamentals of the 613. And he said, "What is it? You know, you speak to the truth. You shouldn't hurt your fellow man." He narrowed it down to 11. And then Micha, four lines here, 6 wide lines. But Micha, he narrowed it down to 3. But then at the very end of the Gemara, you can read the whole Gemara, the last arrow, Bach Habakkuk behemidah malachas, shenemar v'tzadik behemunoso yichya. The Habakkuk took 613, and he says, all 613 mitzvahs boil down to one thing, emunah. You want to know what's the core? It's emunah. Belief in God. Of course, you can't just say, I believe and not do. But the whole point of all the 613 mitzvahs is to get us to believe in God. Well, so I think that's not in the Rambam. The Rambam says you have to write a whole Torah, but the purpose of the Torah is that we should write Hazinu. Because Hazinu speaks about God's intervention in history. So, of course, there's a whole Torah there. But what's it, you'd say, what's the heart of the Torah? It's Parshas Hazinu. Because Parshas Hazinu speaks about Hashem, Mimi Sumachaya. He is involved in daily life, he's involved in history, he punishes, he rewards, all these things, his intervention. And that ultimately is the heart of the Torah. So the Rambam says it's a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. Atah kisu lochem es hashira hazos. It's a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. The Rambam says, no, it's a mitzvah really to write Hazinu, but you can't write Hazinu alone. The Pshat is, because the heart of the Torah is Hazinu, is Emunah. But of course, you can't have Emunah alone. You have to have the entire mitzvahs to bring us to it. But but the core is emuna, and that's why. In other words, really, the point, main point of the Torah is to get us to believe in Parshas Hazinu. Bacha Bakuk Be'amida Malachas. He took all the 613 mitzvahs and he said, you know what? It's all one. Now, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on page 7. When was Hazinu read? So we know we read it this time of year. Usually it's the Shabbos of the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, right? But the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah the following. Take a look at page 7. Musesh b'Shabbat Mahayu Omri. Amar Rav Anan Bar Rava Amar Rav Hazidloch. That Shiras Hazinu was read in the Beis HaMikdash by the Levim. It was part of the Shiras HaLevim. Every Musaf on Shabbos, when they brought the Nesachim on Shabbos, so one week they would read the first couple of Pesukim, they would read the Hey, Hazinu, and up to the Zion of Zchor Yimo Solom. And then the next Shabbos, by Musaf, they would read the Zion up to the Yud of Yarkiveyim. Then the fourth week, they would read the Vav, Vayar Shem Vayinach, so those Sukkim, etc. And so that's how they would split it up in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Shiras HaLevim in the Beis HaMikdash, we said yesterday there was a Shiras HaLevim by Shachris, there was a Shiras HaLevim by Mincha, and the Shiras HaLevim by Musaf. So the Shir by Musaf was from Parshas Hazinu. And it was split up this way. And the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chana Bar Rava Amar Rav Kider Shachalukim Kan Kachalukim Beis HaKnesses. That just like in the Beis HaMikdash, they read, the first week they read the Sukkim of Hazinu Hashemayim until the Zion of Zchor Yimo Solom. And the next, so too, when we split up the Aliyahs, we do those, the Hay, and then we stop, then we do the Zion, we stop, and then we stop. And that's how we break up the, and they different shittas, what the right Zion is, and what the right Yud is, etc. And Rav Soloveitchik was very machbid against the Ramah. Rav Soloveitchik was machbid, and that's what they do here in YU, that even on the weekdays, because the regular weekday Hazinu is just till Sheni, but that you're not stopping at the Hay and the Zion and the Yud and the. So, what they do here is they read till Revi. So the first Ali is the Hay, the second Ali is the Zion, the third Ali is the Yud. The Ramah says that the Haziv Lach, the Gemara says that you do in Beis Knesset, means on Shabbos, not on the weekday. On the weekday, you stop at Sheni. But Rav Soloveitchik was machbid, but even on the weekdays. So that became like a big thing here. And Rav Shechter has it in the Sefer, so that's why in the Midyanim and YU they read till Revi to preserve this Haziv Lach even during the weekday. In other places, they follow the Ramah, who says that you don't have to do that. It's only on Shabbos. Oh. So, the different shatim. And what is Hazim Lach? What are those? It's a Rosh Hashanah. It's a remnant. The Hay is Hazinu, the Zayin is Chor Yimo Solom, the Yud Yerkivei. But Hazim Lach, the word spells out Ziv is a shine. Ziv is a shine. And I think what it means is the remnant, the different shatim in the remnant. But what we're saying, we started off with the Ramban. Ramban says that Harshas Hazinu is the Avar, is the Hova, and the Asi. And a lot of times we don't see Yad Hashem. We don't see Yad Hashem. Sometimes you look in it, you see it shining out. You see that shine. Hashem is behind it. In other words, when you see the actual thing, you see the thing. Sometimes you can't see the thing. Hashem is hidden, but his rays shine out. And that's what Hazinu is all about. That even though the events of the world are happening and we don't see God, but if we look carefully and we have try to get as much global perspective as we can, we'll never get to the degree that Kadosh Baruch Hu has, we can see how the ziv, we can see that shine, shining through of the Yad Hashem. And I'll tell you, Rosai, one of the Ger Rebbes writes in the Sefer Arim Historim, he says, page 11, Parshas Hazinu is chalek u'sheish halachim. Right? He said, Haziv loch, the hay, the zayin is koyim osholom, then the yud yarkiveyim, hay feneged sheish alfe shana shal olam. Haziv loch is six, the hay, the zayin, yud, the vav, the lamin, and the chof. Each one, it represents another 1,000 years. Samaskil Yisbonim Yir Eish HaKol Parcha Merumas HaInyonim Shal Osa Elef HaShishi Shitukin HaSholim. He says, if you look deeply, this I'll leave up to you, to go and find the events of the world from in the Hay, the first, those Pesukim of the Hay, Hazino Shem, the first couple of Pesukim, the first 1,000 years, well, Briya Shemayim Varets, that's easy. And then Zkor Yimos Olam is the second 1,000, Yerkiveyu is the third. He says, if you look deeply, you'll see all of world history. I'm sure somebody must have written a book or someplace of trying to. I'll show you other things in this packet, which will be very interesting. But that's basically what the Ramban is saying. He's just saying it that Haziv Loch mamish parallels the time of history. Now, there's another thing, I will say, unique about Parshas Hazinu, and that's on page 12. The verse says, Amar Rav Hanina bar Papa Darsha Shela Yishkfar Tamrosu. All the shiras kulam nichtavas ariach al gabei levena, levena al gabei ariach. Put mishur yizu, malchik knash ariach al gabei ariach, levena al gabei levena. Levena is a what? Levena is a big brick. Ariach is a small one. So normally when you build a building, so you don't have like the big bricks one on top of the other. You have like a big brick here, and then a little brick here, and then. It's not like this. Right? You see how a building is. Except, so like by Shiras Hayam. Right? Well, except for this place. This is. Oh, right. Oh, so this is good. Meaning the bricks are. They're not on top of each other. You see? You see, this brick is off to the side. There's not one on top of the other. Very good. But Hazinu, they're one on top of the other. I mean, by Shir Sayyad, you have the big line, and then you have a little line, right? It's like the big, and then the small. It's like a building. But Hazinu, it's all just one of two columns, one on top of the other. Now, why don't we build the building? This obviously is a much sturdier way to build a building. If they would build it, that's not such a sturdy way to build a building. So why is it that Shiras Hazinu is a building that's the blocks are the big blocks on top of the big blocks, little blocks on top of the little blocks, and not like this, which is the sturdy way? Because the Gemara says, you know what? My time shall locate the Kumal Limba Palosa. Because the Shiras Hazinu talks about that the Rishoyim are going to get punished and they're going to be defeated. And if you have strong building that could represent that they're going to, you know, that they're going to come back. We want to show that they're going to fall down. We're showing them going to fall down, just like a building that if it would be built one on top of the other is going to fall down. So too, the Rishayim might have their glorious days, but they'll fall down. And perhaps one could say even more, that if you're talking about history of the world, so nothing, like Rabbi Reis was saying the other day, nothing is forever. There's transition. We think that some things will exist forever. Things exist, and then things are replaced, etc. So, in other words, if it would be like a regular building that's Kayim, you would think that this is the way it's going to be forever. No, there's transition throughout the history of the world. So therefore, it's not built in that way that represents a building that's firm. Because whatever happens in life throughout a long scope, you know, one period of time, this nation is powerful, and the other nation is not, and then 100 years later, this other nation emerges. You know, things don't stay the same. And that's what Parshas Hazino is all about, is the global idea of history. And that's what? That changes from time to time. So it's not the firm area of Gavri Levena. But then, let me show you something else. Before we get to the Sefer Hadoros, the Sefer Divrei Yecheskel from the Shinova. Very much of the Sefer. Page 17. He says, not only Moshe Rabbeinu rimez lano b'shiras hazinu shishim ribo neshamos Yisrael, that all of Jewish people are hinted to in Parshas Hazinu. So I don't know exactly how, but again, Hazinu is this global parsha of all, and like the Ramban quotes in Sifrei, it has the Ovar, it has the Hoveh, and it has the Osi. So there's a famous story. Did you ever hear the story of the Ramban and his Talmud? Yeah, you heard of it? You didn't? If you heard of it, you heard of it. If not, you probably never saw it inside. So I'll show you the story inside. Did the story ever happen? I don't know. But it could have happened. Maybe it did happen. I don't know. I don't know if this is historically documented. You have to ask the historians. But Ramban had a Talmud. What was his Talmud's name? Avner. His Talmud's name was Avner. Take a look. Now this is from the Sefer Hadoros, which has all the generations of from Adam Harishon until whatever. Look on page 14. So he writes in the arrow on the right side. Kibalti shehayol Ramban Talmid Echad. Reb Avner Hayashimo. His name was Reb Avner. Nasa Mumer. And he became a Mumer. He left the fold. Mazal Garmsha Olo B'mayla. He knew of all arts, and everyone heard about it. After a Yom Kippur, on one Yom Kippur, Shalok Vehevi Lufonov as a Ramban Rabo. Somehow he became a prominent person, so he called for his Rebbe, the Ramban, on Yom Kippur. Lufonov Harav Atzma Chazir, he took a pig on Yom Kippur, and he killed it in front of his Rebbe, the Ramban. And he cut it up, he cooked it on Yom Kippur, and he ate it. in front of his Rebbe on Yom Kippur. Talking about going off the derech. V'achar Achlo, after he ate it, Shaul El Arab, he asked his Rebbe, Al kama krisis over? How many kind of krisis did I just violate? V'eshiv Harav Shehu Arba. So you Arba. There were four. Hu Amar Shehu Chamish. And he said, no, maybe it's five. V'eshiv Harav Shehu Lachlo Kim Rabo. V'arav Nosen Eimbalo V'odach Kas Shehu Eish. So now, top line. Second column. Losof Shal Harav. Mi Hevil El Hamora. Why did you go off the derech? Right? We always ask the question. Why did you go off the derech? Right? There's a whole book where this sister wrote. Mr. Rote, sister wrote a whole book. Off the book. Off the derech. Right. So this off the derech was high memorial. We're asking this question. Why do people go off the derech? So Ramban asked Avner, why did you go off the derech? So you know what he said? He said like this. Veishiv kipam achas shama shadarash uparshas hazinu. He was once at a chumash class of the Ramban in Parshas Hazinu. The parsha he kulim kol hamitzvus kol advarim shabolim. And the Ramban, like he said over the Ramban. You know, he was the Ramban, so he said over the Ramban that Parshat Hazinu has everything in it. It's the past, it's the present, it's the future, it's everything. Kol Advarim Shebo'olam, everything in the world. So Avner said, what is he talking about? That's bogus. He said, how can it be? So he says, the Ramban is telling Bubba Marks. Can't be. And he said, since he thought the Ramban, when he said that, the Hazinu has everything hinted to it, that can't be, that turned him off. That turned him off. The fact that his Rebbe said that Hazinu, his Maram is everything, he said it can't be, and he went off the derech. And he started eating pig, and he killed the pig, and his son was Rebbe, and Yom Kippur, etc. So Vayan Harav, so now the Ramban responds to this problem. He says, I still hold to my guns, that everything is merumas in Parshas Hazinu. So what's your problem? Shaul Matzer Tirzeh. Look, ask me something. Everything is merumas. Where am I merumas? Avner said. Where am I merumas in Parsha Sazini? The Yomer Rambad Kegi Barton Yodit Makshem says, I'll find it. Halach lo b'kerz zonis yispalo. So the Rambad, put on the spot here. So he went to a corner, he started davening, and it came to him this pasuk. Look here, page 15. Amarti afayim ashvisa me'enosh zichro. Okay? So, see? Amarti afayim ashvisa me'enosh zichro. Okay? Now look at page 16. Look at the third letter of each word. Afayim, page 16, first line. Afayim, what's the third letter? Aleph. Ashvisa, Beis. Me'enosh, Nun. Zichram, Resh. Avner. Wow. But what? Let me ask you a question. What did the what was the Talmud's name? What did it say in Sefer Doris? Reb Avner. So look at the positive, the word before. The third, the Resh Amarti, Resh Reb Avner. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Tzal, said quoted in the Tardis Yosef HaChadosh, that even someone who went so far, like Avner, is still called Reb Avner, because even he has a mitzvah of Kedusha in him. So it's not Avner, it's Reb Avner. And that's the Reish in the Amarti. So, back to the story. See the arrow, second column. The arrow. By Yobo, the fifth posuk, Amarti, Afeim, Ashish, and Elish, Zifra, the Oshlishi, Shom Koldeva, Yeshon, Aish, Shehoya, Reb Avner. Ukhashoma, Hadova, Zeh, Noflu, Ponov, Ishalul, so Imamish was like, you know, Shall the Rabbi Yish Trufal Makoso? Yomar Ravatasha Mati Divrei Apostle, Shalach Rav Ladarko, and then they parted ways, and he took a boat, the Makach Yish Sina, without any anchor, without it, just went into the sea, and the Lodon Mimen Umimua, and then we never heard from him anymore. And that's the story. No, I hope so. It's an interesting story. But the point being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I think the point we can learn from this is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Parshas Hazino has this global view. But we have to believe that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this global view, he doesn't forget about the singular people. You know, sometimes you have a global view, and you're too involved with the cloud, you forget about the prop. You know, you're running big institutions, and you don't deal with the people, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world, but he still deals with each individual, even the Avner, and then Lubavitcher Rebbe says, he recognized that even the Avner, as bad as he was, is still Reb Avner. Still the mitzvot of Kedusha in him. There's another interesting remez that, just talking about Ramazim of people in Chumash, take a look at page 18. Shamati mipi harav HaKadosh HaYoshev Yitzchak Margolius Shesham mipi Rav Chaim Mivolozhin Ki Agroz Al Amar Shebesefer Mishneh Torah. The Groz said in Chumash Devarim Nerumas B'chol Sedra Mashi'ira B'mei HaShanim Be'elav HaShishi. So this is a little bit different. The Gera Rabbi in Arim Mishtar says in Hazinu each couple of Pesukim is another 1,000 years. The Groz said that in Parshas Hazinu, in Sefer Dvarim, each Parsha is another 100 years from year 6000. So each Dvarim is 100, then Veschanan is another 100 from those from the Elef Hashishi, from the 6000 year. So Rav Chaim Volozhin says, which parsha are we in? So he said, we're in the sixth of the 100 parshas Kisaitse. That's where we are now. So he said that when it says Evan Shlema, Evan is Eliyahu ben Shlomo. And that's the Vilna Gaon. It means, was he lived in the 600 of that 1,000-year period? He lived in the 600, and he was Merumas in Evan Shlema, Eliyahu ben Shlomo. And where they don't know where Reb Chaim Volozhiner is. And then in the bottom here, he quotes you know, famous remnants for the Rambam, and he quotes the story of the Avner story. You'll take a look. Well, but the point being is that Parshas Hazinu, Rabosai, is this idea that, and it's very apropos to Rosh Hashanah. The whole idea of Rosh Hashanah is Meloch al kolo olo kulo b'chvodecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this global existence. He's running the whole show of the whole world. But yet, after Malchus, what do we say? Ata zocher ma'ase olam. And you remember each deed of every individual. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu, as much as he's global, he's also very specific. Because a lot of times you have different people. Some people are very good in details, but they're not good in the general kolam. Certain people are good in the generalities, but when it comes to, they're more philosopher, more poet, but they're not good with the nitty-gritty details. And Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Malchus, the global Malchus, but Ata zocher ma'ase olam. And that's what we see in Hazinu. He's running the world, but he's also speaking about Avner. He's also speaking about each and every individual. And, you know, there's the famous pasuk in Parshas Kisisa, when Moshe says, I want to see God. So Hashem says, Lo sucha l'rosat panai. But he says, you can see my back, but you can't see my front. So the famous word from the Chasam Sofer, from page 23. May anu roam kamed varm sibos misibos shonos anasim bars. A lot of things we see in the world, we ask, why did God do this? But a lot of times, we don't understand when it's happening, but in retrospect, we understand it, like by Purim. Harigas Vashti, the fact that Esther became the Malka, all the things that led up to it, we didn't necessarily understand it while it was happening, but in the end, we saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing these things to create the Hatzalah for the Jewish people. Since you can't see Panai, you're not going to necessarily understand it while it's happening, but my back you can see, because you'll understand everything in retrospect. Rav Shechter says, the Rambam says it someplace, but the Chasam, I never saw it inside for the Rambam, but the Chasam Sofer says it on this pasuk. And that's what page 21, the Talmud of Michal Feinstein, the Brisker of Sabalot. Take a look on the second column, second paragraph. The own owner of Mori Rabbi, that's from Michal Feinstein. Madur Nikra Shira Sazinu. Why is it called Shira Sazinu? It has so much Saras in there. Why is it called a Shira? So, as Rebbe said, the reason why it's called a Shira is just like when you have a band. So, what's the idea of a band? Every instrument contributes a little bit. But each instrument on its own, maybe it won't be so spectacular. But when the whole thing comes together, it's beautiful. So the same thing in world history. If you see one event in its own right, so that one event, you don't know. What's the big deal? So it doesn't show much and maybe look negative. But when you see history in the global sense of Ovar, Hove, and Osid, then each prat is beautiful. So that's why Shira Sazir is called a Shira, because you have to look at it from the whole perspective, just like in a band. You don't look at each individual thing, you look at the whole conglomerate. And that's what Rav Michal Feinstein explained, why it's called Shira Sazinu. Because world history, based on HaKadoshas Hashem, is that. And then, it's interesting that the Torah continues and it says, "Bichalos Moshe Liptov," on page 24. "Bichalos Moshe Liptov is Dibre Torah Zotal Sefer Atumo." And by the Shira, it also says Atumo. So Shira Atumum. So by the Torah, I didn't put that other pasuk in. Another pasuk where it says Atumum. By the Shira, by Shira Sazino, it says that this is the whole Shira Atumum. You have a chumash Atumum. And over here in pasuk of Dalit, it's by Torah. It says that the whole Torah was written at Tumo. That's so in Chav Dalet, it says at Tumo. And it also says at Tumo by the Shira. Here. At the end of Vayelech, the Pasuk Lamed, it also says, "Vayidaber Moshe b'Zeh Kol Gzela Divrei Hashira Hazos Ad Tumam." So the Torah says Ad Tumam, and the Shir is Ad Tumam. Ad Tumam means in its entirety, complete, because the Shir represents the complete history. It represents all of human beings, all of Klal Yisrael. Every little thing is represented, and that's Bach Habakkuk, that Midam Alachas. That's the whole point of the Torah, is Parshas Hazinu. You write the whole Torah just for Parshas Hazinu. Because Parshas Hazinu is the Emunah of Hashem. It's that Hashem, people think that Hashem's not looking, he's not involved, he's very involved. He knows every individual until the last Reb Avner that's out there. Oh, so I still quoted the Sefer Zikaron of Reb Mandelbaum, the Sefer points this out. From the Sefer Vayal El Yohu, page 26. He says, Atumam, look at this. This is the most unbelievable thing. You ready for this? Fasten your seatbelts. Atumam, Pasuk Shnei Kohanim, Ala Torah Vala Shira. Ki Amu Chazal She'erach Hashbaruch Hu Moshe Rabbeinu. We know Chazal said, Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu dor v'dorshav kol masher talmid vasik osid v'chadish. Everything is merumas in the Torah. All chidushei Torah that are going to be in the future, all of history, it's all merumas. So this person, Pinchas Zalman Horowitz, says, Ola al daiti shabashira merumazim kol haparshia shabatorah. All of Chumash is merumas in Parshas Hazinu. You ready for this? Hazinu Hashemayim, Nisishma Aretz is Parshas Bereishis. Bereishis Bar Elokim, it's Hashemayim of the Aretz. Yarov Kamatar Likhi is Parshas Noah. That was when the rain, right, of the Mabel. Yatar Nidna Barbam Yom, Shem Shemotah Yara Barbam Yom. Hishem Hashem Ekra is Parshas Lech Lecha. Vayikra Avram, Hishem Hashem. Hatzur Tomim Polo Kichol Derach of Mishpat. Everything God does is Mishpat. That's Parshas Vayera. That he's a Mishpat on stone by Amora. Kel Amuna Ve'en Ovel Al Parshas Chayisora. On Misa Sora. That is like a Tzidu Kadid. Tzadik V'yoshar Al Parshas Tola. Shesivit Sheyikach Yaakov Habachor Me'esav. That it was all Shichis Lokarsha Parshas by Yetzi HaLovan, Shiches. That's Lovan's pranks with changing Rachel Balea. Hal Hashem Tikmu Muzos Am Noval V'lo Chochem Kaya Parshas V'yishloch Al Shechem She'osa Nivola. That's the Nivola of Shechem. Halu U Avicha Kanecha Wascha V'yanecha Parshas V'yeshev Mikei Tzoyayim Yosef Siv Shiyom Yehuda Mashiach Hatzem, Mashiach Yotzev, etc. And he goes through, it's interesting, he goes through mamish every parsha, word by word, phrase by phrase, something you could share at the Shabbos table and go through every parsha by parsha, Reuven in Hazina. Interesting. But the point being is that we come to Rosh Hashanah. It's the time of Bacha Bakov Behemida Malachas. It's time to believe, to heighten our Amunah in the Ribbon Shalom. A lot of times we go through life and, you know, and we think things we have to do, which we need to do, and we often forget the Ribbon Shalom. We forget that he's really running the show, and whatever we're accomplishing is only because he's helping us accomplish what we accomplish. And we have to keep that in mind, and daven to Hashem and never get haughty, because it's all the Ribbono Shel Olam. And so the greatest form of Malchus is Parshas Hazina. Because Melech HaOlam, we said, if you don't say the word Olam, maybe that's not Malchus, right? Melech HaOlam. You don't say the bracha according to the Rib. So that's the idea. That the idea that we believe that Hashem Baruch Hu is running the world. And I think especially this year, that we come into the Shemitah year, shows we think we own the fields. No, no way. We have to be mafkir our fields. Hashem owns everything. It's all a vineyard. You think you own the field? It's temporary. Shemitah year, everything's hefker. So, because the true owner is the Ribbono Shel Olam. So I think the highest affirmation of Malchus is when the Shemitah year comes. That's the highest affirmation of Malchus. And I think that's something, a lot of times we can go through yeshiva education and, you know, like someone said, you can forget about the Ribbono Shel Olam. You know, you can know about Bav Metzia, you know, but we forget that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam running the world. And that's what we sometimes have to stop. You know, all the halakhas are important and beautiful, and you know, but sometimes people only focus on halakhas and they forget about the Ribbono Shel Olam, they forget about Amunah, they forget about davening, they forget about how the Ribbono Shel Olam acts to us the way we'll act to other people. And that really everything is part of that plan. So as we go into the 3-day Yontif of Rosh Hashanah and then Shabbos Hazinu, I think it's a very natural progression from being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then coming to Parshas Hazinu, which is Haziv Lach. Hashem is shining through the concealed veil. And he's shining through. And we have to look at the shine and believe in the shine. And that should give us chizuk that, you know, even if there are difficulties in life, that there's someone out there, if Hashem is thinking about Reb Avner, he's certainly thinking about everyone else also. So Reb Avner, who went far, far off, and who, Akedei Kach, he took a chazir and Yom Kippur, and he ate it in front of his Rebbe. You can't get pretty far off of that. And yet the Torah is merames to him, that means the Ribbono Shel Olam cares about him, so too he cares about every individual. So, Rabosai, let me wish everyone a ksiva v'chasima tova, that this year should be a year of bracha for everybody. You should have good health for yourselves and all your family members. You should have simcha, you should have bracha, you should have hatzlacha, and together we should be matzliach to learn Mesechus Brachos together, to learn Chumash together, to learn Halacha together, to share in each other's Simchas together, all different things, as hopefully to be Simchas Torah together, whoever can be there, we will be together. But in every way, we should be together as a Chevra, being Mechazek, our friendship, being Mechazek, our learning, and most important, being Mechazek and Munah of Hashem, Siva of Hasima Tov.
Before we start, the good people there.
Don't worry. I appreciate that. I can appreciate that.